Link Between Worlds podcast. My name is David.
I'm Derek.
And I'm Madison, your MC for the evening.
And we're here to talk about all the nerdy things on the internet, exploring different kinds of worlds. Derek, elaborate.
Think Between Worlds podcast. We are taking you between the pop culture worlds, the worlds of pop culture. This is video games, film, cinema, same thing, etc. We're going to be discussing them. You're here to listen to what we think. Eventually, we want to hear what you think. That is the Think Between Worlds podcast.
Yeah, we're huge nerds. We love video games. We love movies. We're huge geeks. We just want to talk about all the things that we love. And we've been doing it for years. We just realized, you know, maybe somebody else might like to hear our opinions on things because we don't really hear our opinions coming from anybody else.
And the first big thing that we want to talk about is Smash.
Super Smash Brothers for the Switch.
Five Mash. Most likely Super Smash Brothers 5.
Yeah, probably.
But could be a port.
Yeah.
Other people speculated on that. No need to.
Yeah. But to begin this off, we have to talk about that reveal trailer. How fucking nuts was that?
Yeah, the apocalyptic Smash Sphere.
Yeah, I love that comparison. I've been seeing everywhere. Villager comes out, little letter. He gets all excited, runs down the road.
You're invited to Smash, you cute little thing.
And then fucking Inkling just, "Roar, you are being indoctrinated into the Smash Brothers legacy.
The great cataclysm is upon you." Basically. But yes, we're going there. We're talking about Smash Bros. It's hot right now. It's the keyword. Everyone's
and
doing it.
To be fair, we've been talking about it a lot, too.
Right.
So we figure get our thoughts out there because we haven't necessarily heard everyone talk about
it. We're going to take you to a very specific world. Hopefully a world you haven't been to. A world where we won't talk too much about characters, character wish lists, release dates, even though it's most likely coming,
it's probably
September.
Yeah, everyone's saying, "Oh, it's Christmas." No, it's summer. It's gonna probably come out around the time that Nintendo launches their big internet service.
Yeah, that's what
the
I'm
paid
thinking.
Internet service.
Yeah, plus with the fact that they had mentioned something about there being a full Smash game able to play at E3 this summer.
Yes, the huge tournament that they're talking about at E3. It's gonna be epic.
It's probably
going to
select characters. Yeah. Like they're going to give them 5 characters to play as. You guys will get 3 hours to choose the character you like.
That's what I'd imagine they would do. Something like that.
Now, question for the both of you, because you're a lot bigger into this than I am. They talked about there being a Smash Bros. Tournament-esque sort of thing at E3. They also mentioned during the Direct that they also did the Smash reveal trailer and that they were doing an ARMS tournament. Do you think that they'd be doing other tournaments for other Switch games, most notably for Splatoon?
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure they're going to do
Probably
as well. Yeah, definitely.
They're going to do all like, their own kind of esports thing with all of the online titles or just the multiplayer titles in general.
Yeah, because the ARMS tournament is coming out, I think it was end of this month.
Right, end of April?
End of March, actually.
Oh, okay.
We're filming this at the last day of March. I think the tournament actually was live streamed yesterday for us.
Okay.
But the Splatoon one was the thing they announced, and they also announced the Smash Bros. Tournament. And I cannot tell you how excited I am to see all that E3 footage with all the new characters, all the new stages.
It's the horse they're betting on.
Yeah.
I bet. For E3, that's maybe Metroid Prime 4.
Nice play on words.
Yada, yada. Yeah. But let's crack down on it. Let's crack into it, whatever pun I can throw in here. I feel we should talk about, with our unique take on things that we think is unique, probably the UI, the balancing of the fighting, what we're hoping to feel when we pick up the controller, how we're hoping things are going to react to our inputs on screen. So I like balancing in UI. I don't hear a lot of people talk about that.
Well, a lot of people have mentioned in the past the whole thing with, the way everything worked in Melee was perfect. You had the wave dashing, all those special techniques you could do. And then, you know, Sakurai came along and changed Brawl. So, you know, you're random tripping, so you couldn't wave dash everywhere.
Yeah.
Which pissed a lot of people off. Thankfully, they took that out of Smash 4. And they just sort of streamlined it. I'm hoping that if they do anything, they make this new game like Smash 4 or Melee, something similar.
Yeah, 4 seems to be the bar.
Yeah,
4 is pretty good. Well, to me, but to a lot of people from whatever.
Everyone's always talking about, you know, whether it's going to be a reboot or a remake or something like that, you know, right. a new game or a port of the old one.
Yeah. Probably same engine, at least.
It's probably going to be a lot like Majora's Mask, you know, where they...
Uses the assets.
Yeah, and just add new, them around a little bit. Add new characters, new stages.
Right.
You know, just... make it generally new, but you don't have to throw away all the old assets every time you make a new game.
Correct. Yeah. No need for a new engine, not yet. But hey, it's not uninvited. But I wouldn't say no to a completely new experience.
I wouldn't either, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, yeah, it'd be nice.
With the fact that they have been working, at least allegedly working on this game as long as they have, I would not be surprised if it was a complete rework from the ground up. New characters, new stages, new everything, and they even work on the more technical stuff like balancing issues and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, we know they're going to have some sort of a new character, new stage thing because of the fact that in the trailer we saw Champion Link from The Legend of Zelda,
right.
Breath of the Wild,
right.
Which blew everyone's minds, right. Including mine.
It implies, yeah, and that implies we're probably getting Odyssey Mario with Cappy.
Yeah.
We're going to get the modern versions, maybe the reskins.
Yeah.
They're going to be modernizing a lot of the characters, I hope.
Yeah, well, let's save the character discussion for a little later.
Everyone else has done the character thing.
Yeah, we're going to be doing that near the end.
Right. So, but a lot of what I want sounds kind of fantastic, might not be achievable, but I'm actually kind of... I love Final Smashes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I play with more competitive friends, and a lot of them are like, all right, no items, no final smashes,
yeah,
final destination. Yeah,
both of us
yeah.
Fox versus Falco, those types of people.
Yeah,
but I'm always like, I'm into the items, I'm into the final smashes. I like the idea of how can we change this, how can we evolve it. One, I really like the idea of almost burn meters from like traditional fighters or the modern fighters we're getting today, or where you take damage, you fill up a meter. Or you dole out the damage, you're going to build up a meter. And then you've achieved a final smash state in which you can then execute your final smash.
Oh, so it's kind of similar to what they did with, you know, PlayStation All-Stars.
Yeah,
but, you know.
I like PS All-Stars.
It's not a bad game, it wasn't a good game.
Yeah, it's just known as not Smash.
It was a stand-in for Smash Smash was being worked on.
It wasn't balanced. Well, let's put it that way. But no, yeah, I like that idea. I just don't like the idea of completely getting rid of the Smash Ball. So maybe we could take your thing and turn special it into like a special mode.
I like that. You can't, don't. It's not broken. Don't fix it.
Know?
Everyone likes the way it's mostly been. So yeah, add in special mode, Smash meter, or just building up to your Smash. But ultimately, with my obsessions with these final cinematic, cool-looking final smashes, I like the idea of finally adding in that maybe in this special mode, perhaps, everybody can have their final smash.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys can clash smash, or you could do a fusion. Put it this way. Pretend you have particularly two characters from the same series. So you're playing as Link, your friend's playing as Ganondorf, and both of you have gotten a final smash ready.
Okay.
I love the idea that if you guys executed it at the same time, but not if that's probably not going to work. If it weren't at the same time, I would have it be one of you executed it. The screen would go to slow-mo and there'd be some sort of an indicator like, hello, player two or whoever, execute yours. And then you would go into a very unique clash smash. I'm thinking along the lines of clashing in like Injustice 2, where you can kind of gamble some of your burn meter,
mm-hmm.
and the characters will smash together in a really unique dialogue, and they'll say really unique things together, and it's a very unique singular moment between the two. Yeah, so like you can pick an iconic moment from the game series if it's two characters that are sort of related.
So if you're like Link and Ganondorf, like Link,
they can lock swords just like a Twilight Princess or something like that, and maybe you guys have to, you know, the fear of three letters. Maybe it's a QTE.
Yeah.
People probably aren't hot on that idea, but you guys can tap B like maniacally, and then one of you wins into an instant KO smash.
Okay.
So, or you could even have team double smashes. So let's put the brothers together, Mario and Luigi. Mm-hmm. You both have yours. Mario can shoot a fireball or a mega fireball, and Luigi can compliment that. Maybe he can suck it up with his poltergeist and then spit a massive flamethrower. Oh,
that'd be kind of cool.
Talking about combining Final Smash, it's basically like a team smash. Basically,
you could do a team smash, but okay. I also like the Clash Smash. If say, oh, you had Kirby and DDD, you both, one of you, so like I say, if you can't match it up, I don't think doing it at the same time is productive. That's not balanced. Yeah. I say if one of you did it, it gives the other player a chance. Like the action stops. Yeah. Camera pans over and zooms into the other person like, do it! Like rush lines. Yeah. Hit the button! And then you get to like a unique cinematic moment between the two of you. So food starts raining down from the sky, piles up, becomes a pile of food. And both of you guys start sucking in the food and eventually you have this battle. Kirby's like beginning to absorb DDD, and whoever's tapping be the fastest will eventually, you know, suck their opponent in and then spit them out into a KO, you know.
Okay.
Something cool like that.
That sounds pretty cool. Yeah,
this is wishful thinking. It's probably not.
That would definitely not be part of the main series, because I think it'd be a little more difficult for those younger kids who don't really know what they're doing.
It'd probably be an extra thing, like how story mode sort of was.
It should be maybe its own mode. It's a special smash.
Smash mode. I don't know. I had a problem with special smashes in the previous games where it's like this or this. You know, you get the bunny hood or the metal thing. I'd like to have something where you can legitimately customize the kind of match you've got.
Yeah, I feel like kind of on that customization mode sort of close and far smashes should be sort of a thing.
Like with Ryu. So like, you know, Ryu has this thing, for those of you who don't know, where if he's right up next to a person and he uses Final Smash, he does a Shoryuken, which gets that person and it's like an instant KO.
Yeah.
But if there's no one near him and he uses it, he uses a Super Hadouken.
Mm-hmm.
Which, yeah, ranged attack. Know, it's a nice big wide attack and it goes pretty far. It'd be nice if other characters had maneuvers like that.
As long as it feels right for him.
Right. As long as it's appropriate.
Yeah, I like it.
You know, like Link's Final Smash. Like Link's Final Smash, it's, you know, whoever's right in front of him. And that works for right in front of him to in front of him across the stage. It's anywhere in his line of sight.
Yeah.
So that would be a similar thing. He'd keep that. But people, you know, maybe something like Peach would have, like her Final Smash, I can't stand it. The peaches fall down and everyone falls asleep.
Yeah.
Give me something good here, you know? Even if she...
I mean, like, even though not a whole lot of regular casual fans really liked it, Super Princess Peach, which was just specifically for the DS.
Sexist! Sorry, what was that? What?
Like, even though, exactly, nobody really liked it because they kind of figured out that it was low-key sexism. Like, one of her final smashes could be sort of based on that game.
Yeah, and everyone mentioned that when, after the game came out, you know, give her like a rage attack or a tear attack. But the problem with that is that kind of messes up the balance. And I would love it if Peach, you know, Peach has been pretty good. She hasn't had a lot of her own adventures.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe pull something out of Super Mario Bros. 2, you know, or, you know, have her go full Waluigi, who needs to be in Smash, by the way, and give her like a tennis racket or a golf club, like her side beat.
Okay,
but, like, make it like a super attack. Yeah. Something like that. A super smash. Sense.
No, I love that idea of two smashes.
Yeah, definitely.
And, you know, I like them. And I know a lot of people like them, but they're not as neat as the uber cinematic ones. The mega forms. Like, Wario became Super Wario. Charizard became Mega Charizard.
You can
keep those as one of them, but then if you're at a big distance, that could be your distance, but if you're nice and close, you can have a really cinematic, a traditional Final Smash.
Yeah. I would love if Charizard's up close Final Smash with a seismic toss from the anime.
Yeah.
Like he grabs the dude, like flies up, spins around the moon, and comes back down and slams him. That would be so cool.
Like, yeah, I love Greninja's. It's very cinematic. And Captain Falcon's where he grabs you and throws you. Welcome to my world.
Welcome.
Yeah. It's very cinematic. I love that.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Sort of on the subject of like lame things, one of the things I'm really hoping that doesn't end up happening in this new Smash game is duplicates.
Clones.
Sick and tired of
so
duplicates. Not
many
even just
clones.
Not
they don't
even
work
just
anywhere.
Like character clones and like, oh, we have Pit and Dark Pit, but just characters whose moveset needs to be reworked as well.
In geek world and nerd world, there is no one word that is more feared than the word clone. It never works, except in the BBC show. Orphan Black. That's a good clone. And then Star Wars, The Clone Wars. The show. It's pretty cool. But yeah, we're not taking you to that world. Of all the worlds we want to visit and the things we want to talk about, we are not going to Clone World. Except here right now, where we tell you...
Here's my idea of the deal with clones. Here's my idea. Look, there are going to be people out there who are like, no, Dark Pit's better than regular Pit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there are going to be people out there who are like, Lucas is better than Ness. And to be fair... They do have their own merits. I'm not going to lie. The way they move, the way they maneuver, they're balanced differently.
Yeah.
Just don't give them their own spot on the menu.
They
make them part of a sub-menu with the character. You've got Pit. You cycle through. You got the Dark Pit. Just like you have a Wii Fit Trainer having a male and female version.
Just like Villager has the two boys and the two girls spins.
Yeah, give us the thing. And you know what's great? You don't have to get rid of that particular Dark Pit's moveset.
Right.
Keep that moveset attached to the Dark Pit and all of his skins. Right. Just don't give him his own spot.
Right.
It might be a little confusing for the kiddies. But to be fair, the kiddies aren't going to... They're not going to be worrying about the wave dashing and the fine tuning.
There's multiple audiences out here.
The Dark Pit is 0.3 seconds faster than regular Pit. That kind of a thing. They're not going to care about that.
They're not doing tournaments. They're not doing speed runs. They're not doing competitive stuff. Yeah.
And on that matter, if you're going to keep the clones, fix the ones that we need fixed. I want Ganondorf to be Ganondorf.
I was going to bring up the exact same thing.
Not Captain Falcon Plus. Yes. Okay. I want Mario to be Mario with Cappy along the lines with Link being Breath of the Wild Link.
Mario and Cappy.
Keep Toon Link to have the regular Link moveset, but then have, regular Link be Breath of the Wild Link. Yeah. And you can have that old moveset with Toon Link. The special bombs, you have Magnesis maybe, something like that. Okay, and then, for the love of God, if you really like how Mario moveset works with Flood and everything, give it to Dr. Mario, something like that, Have a secondary Mario character that's different moves than Mario.
I agree.
I feel like they just need to rework the whole menus in general.
Yeah, they do. Oh my God.
I was going to go. We were sort of half into UI and half into, you should kind of create a banner, put these people under, stack them. Don't give them their own spaces. Yeah. What do you guys think about just skins?
I'm fine with...
Isn't it time to ditch color swaps and finally just do skins?
There's a few color swaps. Like the purple Charizard's a little weird.
Yeah.
The lime green tail on Mewtwo's a little weird.
Characters get a color
swap. It would be nice if they had proper... Maybe not color swaps, but like just different skins.
I'm for skins, but not over the top like Capcom level skins like they'll put in their games like Street Fighter. Yeah. By the way, people, trademark Injustice 2 and Street Fighter and Capcom, they do not belong. Don't sue us, please. Yes,
Smash Brothers, Nintendo, please don't sue us.
IP of Nintendo, Kyoto, Japan, right to them. We do not own these properties. It's their IP. But I like skins, say, for instance, Mega Man.
Kid Icarus, TM.
Whatever we've mentioned. Oh, my gosh, we're going to have to go through a billion TMs.
I know, that's going to be like a 20-minute outro sequence. Belongs to this person.
Right. But I like a good instance or a good example is Mega Man.
Yeah.
They already had the assets in there from his final Smash of like every Mega Man model ever.
NT Warrior, EXE,
why couldn't we switch to Legends Mega Man, Mega Man
X? Skin set, yeah.
Right, because they sort of had it, like you were saying, like a couple of Wii Fit Trainer had male, female, and then Cloud had like, was it Advent Children? Or
They had his regular one.
Movie and Cloud and the original.
And there was eight for each of them. And
the Koopalings were all under Bowser Jr.
Yeah, and the worst perpetrator for this thing was freaking Little Mac. He had 16 skins.
He had unique skins, yeah.
He had eight for his regular outfit eight for the
You can't give Samus a unique suit that isn't the color swap. You can't actually give her the dark suit, light suit, like so the, on
they,
and
they
so
had,
forth.
They had the fusion coloring.
They had gravity suit.
They had a gravity suit coloring.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like... It usually looks the same as the suit. But it wasn't the suit. Yeah. You know it wasn't
I got
the suit.
So I'm all,
It'd
I'm
be
all
nice.
Skin. But on that UI, this is like the nerd, the geek OCD killing me here.
I'm going to let you do UI, and then I want to come back to skins and stuff because I just thought of something. So okay. Go ahead.
But could they not lump or group characters by series post DLC?
Oh, yeah.
God, that goes me into so menu, bad. Too. Oh, yeah. The 3DS had it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the 3DS had a version of it. It was like, here's the guys that are in the game naturally. Click an arrow and you go over and it's, here's DLC the DLC stuff, characters. Yeah. But that's just because the 3DS screen is so damn small. But then the Wii U just had all the DLC at the bottom row. Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
Put your characters with your fucking character series. Look at Ness, where's Lucas? I look at the Pokemon, where's Mewtwo?
Yeah. Hey, Roy and Corrin, Mewtwo.
Bayonetta. Bottom right corner, yeah.
Shouldn't Corrin be up here with Ike and Marth?
Put your dudes with your dudes.
Yeah. I thought they were going to patch that, and they never came around to getting that patch out to finally fix the UI.
So annoying.
And
speaking of that, like, you got the whole thing with the starting menu. Yeah. It opens up. You've got the Smash option, and then you've got Smash Run or what was the one for the 3DS? Smash Tour. Or for the that was the Wii U
it was
one.
A
Smash
Tour.
Yeah.
For the Wii U and Smash Run for the 3DS.
Yeah.
And they have those two options there, and then Games and More is where you do the main thing with single player.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, no, Games and More. The game is a game.
Yeah.
You know, what do you mean Games and More? No, just streamline it. It was so streamlined with the first two games, 64 and Melee.
Yeah.
It was so good. And then Brawl just, they threw logic out the window with their menus. The drain,
yeah.
You know, I don't mind having the Smash thing be an option on that opening menu.
Right.
But then just have, Smash is a quick option. Right. And then you've got first player, one player mode, two player mode, and then you have, trophies, options, that kind of a thing. Just have it, they're all on the main screen.
Yeah.
And bring it to sub menus. I love sub menus, which is why I'm so excited about my idea to have Dark Pit and Red Pit under the same
header. Yeah, just have them as skins instead.
Sub
yeah.
menus. It'd be nice if we could even customize our own menus, to be honest. I would love to put all my Fire Emblem characters under one little thing.
A dream, to
I
be honest.
Click Fire Emblem,
like
and
trophy.
It opens up.
Oh, trophy sorting. Almost like trophies.
It opens up, and it's like, open up nine little pictures of whoever is in the game.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Wishful thinking.
Definitely.
It's not exactly broken. This is us nitpicking.
Yeah, the menus aren't broken. They're just an inconvenience a lot of the time. Yeah.
Stuff I don't even know exists. Because there are so many sub, go to Games and More. Ooh, opens it up 15 things. Oh, well, I will click on trophies. Trophies, would you like to buy this, that, do trophy rush? Look at your trophies. And then you would click another one and it'd go to 15 more sub menus. And you'd be like, oh my God.
Like, I love sub
menus. Where are the options?
Make them make sense. That's all I'm saying.
I just want to find the option menu.
Yeah.
Put some logic behind your thing. But you wanted to get back to something else. What was
that? We were talking about skins and stacking and stuff like that. The question I had thought of was Miis and Amiibos.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you think that Mii stuff is going to be put back in the game? Do you think it's going to return at all?
Okay. Because
to be perfectly honest, I'm one of those people who kind of thought they were useless. I didn't really like the Mii stuff. Yeah.
I love the Miis. I loved being myself. Yeah. And,
well, speaking of skins, like she said, we can customize them and put the helmets on.
Yeah.
He can make them Heihachi from Tekken.
I made myself into, it was my me.
Yeah.
I was wearing a top hat, had a purple suit, and I had the arm gun thing.
Yeah.
And it was fun. And I put that into my little me amiibo.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I went to a friend's house, I'd tap it on there and play it. But then you've got people who have these great stories, like our friend Ethan. He was playing with the Mii of Nicolas Cage. Oh, and it was like the first day they were playing. They were
3DS
playing Smash.
Release day.
Yeah.
Because we were doing the 3DS, yeah.
Yeah, and
we didn't know about the item that there was a beehive.
Yeah.
Threw the beehive at the Mii in the cage, and we all just started yelling, not the bees! Not the bees! Yeah.
I mean.
They provide magical moments.
Moments like that. But there's a problem. Yeah. There's a huge problem. The Switch has no Miiverse.
No Miiverse, Mii
there's,
Network.
There's
we can
no
make
Mii
Miis.
Community. We can make Miis, but what's the point of making them?
They're not relevant to the Switch era at this time.
At least not yet.
Yeah.
Not yet. It's possible that E3 might announce when it might be announced during E3. Miiverse might make some return in some shape, fashion,
because of the
form.
pay the internet. Because yeah, the internet sure.
Stuff. Yeah.
But the thing is that I just don't see the Miis in the current climate coming back as a character.
Right.
And as much as I love them, and as much as I loved having all my characters, Billy May is going out there. Billy May's here.
Right. You know, Bob Ross. You know, is a
I feel
fighter.
Like I'm not. Yeah. It. I feel like I'm not in the minority here. I feel like people liked the Mii stuff, but at the same time,
you couldn't really have a serious competition.
Yeah, they
people
didn't
playing with them.
Care. They're not going to care if they yeah. disappear from right. the roster entirely.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, I would miss them, of course, but there are people out there who just like, who the hell cares?
And so, okay, I know we talked about not wanting to do roster stuff and like dream characters to see in Smash. But
I figured we were going to.
I kind of want to talk about it anyway.
Well, one more UI thing.
Yeah.
And this is a quick 10-second thing. Can we get HUDless Smash?
Oh, yes!
Wouldn't that be neat?
That
turn off the character
fun.
Portraits, the names, and the percentages, and
yes,
just play it by eye.
That would be beautiful.
You figure, I've been hit about 200 times now. Surely
I mean,
I'm going to be flying up the
yeah,
stage here
I'm
in
fine.
A second.
They've got kind of that. You can turn
it
off the percentages
mode.
And stuff.
Yeah.
But it still keeps the pictures
yeah,
of your people.
But like if
you
it
can't
was
get rid of that portrait. I've tried
just
everything.
Just the characters and
show off
the
art
style.
Style.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just like the way you play Breath of the Wild. You turn off
oh,
all
play,
the
I play
HUD
any
stuff.
Game once I get a hold of a game. I'll
yeah.
just I,
yeah.
Because sometimes it uglies up the
yeah,
the,
yeah it
know,
just feels
Witcher 3 is beautiful.
Yeah.
I love having the HUD up because I like to know how close to death I am. But like,
right.
you know,
I like it either way, to be honest. But yeah, to be able to
be,
see it without all the clutter on the screen
yeah.
would definitely be cool.
Yeah. Speaking of clutter, one more thing before we get to characters. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
We vowed we'd hold the characters off.
Yeah.
When we got to it, do it quickly.
Yeah.
And
not... yeah. One more thing before we get there. There's been this thing that's been bothering me about the Smash 4 game and the 3DS version, the whole thing.
Go ahead.
The thing is every level of some in some way has their own stage hazards.
Right.
And, you know, you can turn them off by going to a mega mode.
Right.
But the problem is that just makes the level a flat, barren, lifeless thing.
Right.
I want to play those original levels that they created, but just be able to turn off the stage hazards and just have fun with my friends.
Right.
I'd love to play, say, Mega Man, Dr. Wily's Castle.
Right.
And not have the Yellow Devil dominate all of my time
yeah.
and kill everybody
right.
on the stage just by moving around.
But you don't want it to be like just a wide, flat, where
yeah,
nothing's
like,
happening.
I like
yeah.
to have I like to have
the little platforms
little
that are
platforms
rotating.
The
and
sides
stuff.
That
right.
really appear and stuff.
Yeah. yeah. I agree.
I'd love to play the Xenoblade Chronicles one, and, you know, not have Metal Face come in and destroy half the level.
Yeah.
You know, give me a break. I'd love to play
something
the Metroid
small.
One and not have
yeah.
Ridley come attack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Or your Star Fox, the assault. Like, you're moving through space and you're doing all the light speed rushes and you're going through I think it's based off of Star Fox Assault, I'm to assume. Or,
yeah, I think so.
But
like
minus
that, yeah.
the ships coming in and shooting you or the,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
things like that. Or the ship crashing and exploding. But yeah,
so you know, have
keep
that,
them exciting. Don't make them boring. When you go Omega,
or just don't
like
make them inconvenient.
Even.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah. You
make
know?
Them exciting, but don't make it inconvenient.
Speaking of which, bring back Poke Floats.
Okay. Yeah.
That was a fun level for Melee, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And speaking of, I guess stages. We'll get to. I guess we'll go to characters.
Yeah.
Shoot, why not?
Okay, let's get our characters out of the way.
Let's do it.
All right. Let's do three characters each.
But we're not,
you know?
Yeah, we're doing three each because YouTube is absolutely flooded with.
It's not exactly been untapped. It's a full corner. You
yeah.
don't need to go there for long.
Tons of people have their top 10 lists.
Yeah, and
but
most
the
of them
problem,
are fine up until they get to like
top three. And then
yeah.
they get ridiculous with it and it just kills the whole video.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give me some examples.
Oh, I've seen like, oh, it goes really well. It goes swimmingly. And you're like, these are great ideas. All right, people. Top three. Number three. Batman.
Or Shrek.
Shrek.
Or Goku.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there like, you just lost all credibility. Like,
yeah.
I get it would be fun. I completely agree. That'd be so neat.
Like, some of those some of them do have background on Nintendo.
Yeah.
Consoles,
but keep, your dudes that you're putting in your video.
IP to... exclusive, first party IP. You can have some third party.
You can put third party as your number one, your number two, your number three, number four, number five. It doesn't matter. As long as it has some basis for being a thing.
Yeah.
And as long as you keep it to characters who were created in video games first.
Yeah. So Snake's keep okay.
Movie characters out.
Yeah, Snake makes sense. Because
he started on Nintendo. TV
characters.
Yeah.
Give me video game characters and that's it.
Yeah.
You know, Goku could never work. He came from a manga and then an anime and then a video game.
Yeah.
So we don't... It'd be neat. You know, it would be fun.
I want Nintendo personally, first.
Yeah. Personally, I want actual video game characters.
I would love to mod my own game and have Goku in there.
Yeah.
But he does not need to be an official release for Nintendo.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a Project M kind of thing. Custom internet kind of.
Yeah, I getcha.
But... With that being said...
who wants to go first for the top three?
I'll go.
All right.
And funny enough, my number one, just so that I couldn't stop thinking about it, and I mean, he's third party, so I'm going back on my word here, but history with Nintendo, started on Nintendo, was basically a Nintendo character. I'm going to the Mega Man well. I'd go with Proto Man.
Okay.
And, you know, oh, Derek, you can make him a skin of Mega Man, and I say no, because he's shield-based.
Yeah.
He's very much a shield-based character. He can forward B and surf on his shield.
Do we have a more shield-based character in Smash?
I don't think we do. Nope. He can be very unique like that.
Yeah, that'd be great then. Yeah.
It would be awesome.
Pressing B, he could spin his shield around him almost magnetically or do something. Right. Throw the shield outward and bounce. Actually, I think Palutena has a move where she sends out double light shields on the side of her.
That's okay. Pit, actually. He has two shields.
Yeah.
She has a barrier she shoots out one direction in front of her, but that's not...
I'm thinking that's how he'd use his shield. He just like bonk and it just...
But the thing is, I'm picturing him throw it kind of like how to make a boomerang.
I'd have it
throws out and then like it comes back to him.
Yeah, that'd be neat, but it's not exactly circular. So I'm seeing like a shield wall. He just throws it. It's straight up and it goes out and it bounces the character away from
him. Yeah.
Or he could do a shield charge even.
Things like that.
Circle on the shield. Yeah.
Two, I have to go. Technically, he's somewhere between third and first party because he started off as a timed Nintendo exclusive Wii U, and a lot of people want him. It's him. It's Shovel Knight.
Oh, dude! Yeah,
I gotta go with Shovel Knight.
Everyone wants Shovel Knight.
He's basically a Nintendo character.
When they made the amiibo, everybody was like, "Oh, he's gonna be in the Wii U Smash," and they never ended up doing it.
And
his moveset speaks for itself. Well, there's so many things you can do with it. I don't need to go into moveset, but I like the idea of him being 8-bit.
8-bit.
Okay, so, yeah.
Like a Game & Watch style character. Like, we need more 8-bit or 16-bit characters.
Yeah.
You know? The problem is that the only people who are 8-bit or like that is Game & Watch. Everyone else is a 3D model. And hell, even Game & Watch has a 3D model because he's flat, but he still has depth to him. He's like half an inch
thick. Technically,
So,
Duck Hunt Dog was 3D. They didn't crap out on that.
Yeah.
No.
So but they do 8-bit with Duck Hunt Dog at some point.
The wild gunman bits.
Yeah. He's on the stage.
Yeah.
And if any character doesn't make it, I like the idea of putting characters on stages.
Yeah.
Assist trophies are neat. Keep assist trophies.
Yeah.
But maybe get rid of bosses and bring characters into the background, or they run through the stage. They might do something unique. They might interact with you. They might either give you a boost or they could attack you. So a bonus, maybe instead of doing our class smash, your one character from the series on your own stage, the person of the characters involved on the stage might come to help you because you're their friend. They would team up with you if you're a leader.
Kind of like that Birdman thing on that Nest stage.
Like
the first person to touch it gets them to join your team.
Yeah. So if Yellow Devil is giving you hell, pun intended, and you don't like it, a lot of people have trouble with Yellow Devil because it's just you bouncing around for 5 minutes.
It takes forever to kill him, too. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
He's so big as well. The boss characters are neat, but they're just too massive. So I say, hey, heck, any characters that don't make it, just bring them onto a stage. Back to my top three.
You got one more.
Just because it's coming to mind, because everyone wants their top 20.
Yeah.
It's coming immediately to mind because I'm actually playing Xenoblade Chronicles 2.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably include Rex.
Okay.
I'm not sure keep Shulk or replace him with Rex. I mean, Shulk's different. He has a different blade.
He does,
Minato.
And it has a special ability where he can change his own stats.
He's a very specialized character.
Yeah,
which is going to sound really stupid, but is Shulk from Xenoblade?
Yes. He's from Xenoblade Chronicles 1.
Oh, you're so sweet.
He's pretty anime swordsman.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
I want to bring in pretty anime swordsman.
I feel like that's a lot of the...
I feel like Rex will show up and Shulk will be in the background saying, I'm really feeling it. Which is his catchphrase.
Yeah.
And then Rex is like, well, we will beat them with the power of friendship. But yeah, not just Rex. I say bring back the duo characters. I would actually like Rex and Pyro, who is his blade, who powers him up from behind along with him.
Yeah, and Xenoblade.
That's how the combat the works in their game. It,
yeah.
Right.
Translate that to Smash.
I think maybe not have Ice Climber-esque kind of thing. I would have Pyro in the background like Pokemon Trainer was in Brawl.
Yeah.
You know, cheering you on the background.
Like Pokemon. Yeah, so in the foreground. Yeah. They always add a little platform for her to be like, maybe you can add
she's just holding her hand out, shooting power to your blade.
Yeah. I'd like specialized thing. Characters that have like their meters, because I was talking about meters earlier.
Yeah.
I love how specialized like Mac is. He builds up to a KO meter.
Yeah.
Who else has a meter? I know Wario technically he gets more and more gassy as the match goes on.
Technically Cloud does with his limit break, but it's not on the UI. It's part of him. You have to push down
me to see specialized characters. They need to try to find characters that have a what do I want to call them? Perks.
Yeah.
They're passive abilities.
Yeah.
That each character or some specialized characters have. Like Lucario gets more powerful relative to the his more damage he's taking. Yeah. I love things like that. They ought to add that to either new characters or existing characters.
Yeah. That wouldn't be too
bad. But regarding characters,
all right. So
let's go to David over here.
All right, my top three. I would love to see Banjo-Kazooie. I really would.
Yes!
There's a problem, though. Microsoft owns Rare. And I can guarantee that if Microsoft gave Nintendo permission to put Banjo in the game,
give us Mario,
there would be some kind of a quid pro quo thing going
on. It's a Red Room
situation. It would be bad.
Yeah.
It would be something that Nintendo would not want to agree to.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, as much as I would love Banjo, you know where I'm going with this. Ukulele. We gotta put Ukulele in the game.
I mean, yeah.
He's got tons of power because he can absorb the different fruits around the land and shoot out fire, ice, water, the whole thing.
Yeah.
He's got the sonar attacks with the bat. He can fly a little bit with Ukulele.
Yeah.
You know, he's a well-rounded character, very similar to Banjo-Kazooie, except
it's a lizard in a bat.
Well, that, but the main thing is that, you know, the actual, the person carrying
the dynamic of it,
because if you watch Banjo-Kazooie, Banjo doesn't do a thing.
Right.
Kazooie does everything.
Right.
Yuka actually does stuff, and so does Lele.
Yeah.
So that'd be cool.
The preferred version is also Switch, so it's very pro-Nintendo.
The version that company actually made was the Switch version. They just pawned off the rest of the other consoles.
But it just started off on Wii U, and then such and such happened, and we're gonna take it over to Switch development.
I getcha.
I mentioned this a little bit earlier. I'd love to have Cappy and Mario in the game.
Please,
you had the reveal trailer where you saw Champion Link, but you saw Mario, and it was just Mario.
I want all
there was
the
no
Cappy.
Eyes for Cappy. I want Cappy. I really do.
New moveset.
New moveset. It is time for Mario to move on from Flood, to move on from the spin attack and the fireballs. I want Odyssey Mario along with Breath of the Wild Link and the whole thing. I want those changes.
I would love it.
I want Ganondorf to be Ganondorf.
Not just a Captain Falcon.
Yeah. He should actually have a sword, for God's sake. Or
sword.
More magic.
Give us Toon Ganondorf, and the whole thing.
Tunify them. Yeah. Give us Tetra while you're at it.
Tetra while you're at it. I want those changes to be in there. And if you like the way they play originally, have alternate skins. Like I mentioned before, stacked underneath the character you can switch to.
Yeah.
It'd be perfect. Alternatively, I want something that, to be fair, this game didn't get a lot of press. It really didn't. There was a lot of stuff out there for it, but it didn't get a lot of fans. And that's very sad. I want Springman. Springman or somebody else from ARMS.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know,
well, it's a rival fighting game, and I'm sure they'd love that.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a rival fighting game. Oh. It would be support.
It's a contemporary
fighting game. It would be support because you know that. Anyone who gets put in Smash gets a comeback. I mean, look at Kid Icarus. Kid Icarus Uprising wouldn't have happened if they didn't put Pit in Smash.
It's this the kingdom.
That's how it works.
Anyone that makes it into Smash either gets a revival or their own game comes along soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm looking, you put Springman or Ribbon Girl or Min Min or anybody from the game, Helix even.
All the characters are great.
Into Smash. You put one of them in there, they have alternate skins to be different people.
Okay.
It'd be awesome.
Skin them, yeah.
You know, and then ARMS will be a popular game.
Yeah.
At least for a little
while. Because it wasn't.
People are like, this guy's fun. Where did he come from?
It wasn't even the fact that ARMS wasn't popular. It just, I don't know what it was. It just didn't take off. Yeah.
It's a fun fighting game. I love playing it.
I just don't think it, I don't know. That's a whole other episode.
That's a can of worms right there. One of these days.
Just what should have been the launch.
We'll talk about the legs that Arms was missing, apparently. While we're at characters, we ought to just add every mascot from every failed franchise ever to Smash.
That'd be fun.
Reenact the great Smash Wars of the mascot wars of 1993, 91 to 93, yeah. where every system awesome. Tried. We have Sonic and Mario.
Let's add Bubsy.
Let's add Bubsy. Croc.
My top pick. Change it on that note.
Over to MC.
Crash Bandicoot.
That's true.
I would love his games to see Crash
are coming to Switch. His games are coming to Nintendo now.
He just had a remaster. He's gonna be on the Switch. He'd have a really cool move set. I'll tell you that for sure.
Yeah, no one else has that constant spinning like Luigi or Dr. Mario.
He can wear the mask. He can wear the I forget the mask character's name, but his final smash is he can put Ooda. That. Yeah. He can put that mask.
It'd be awesome, dude.
Deflects everybody. I'd love it. Yeah.
So he'd be kind of like a Super Sonic in that way.
Yeah.
Or Pikachu.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, fix Pikachu's Final Smash. Continue.
Anyways, my second one, and kind of on your guys' notes of more indie titles.
Oh, definitely.
Anybody.
More indies.
Anybody from Undertale. Anybody from Undertale. I know neither of you have played it, but that game has absolutely stolen my heart and stolen so many other people's hearts, and it's getting a port onto the Switch.
Makes sense.
Eventually.
I think that was just sass when it's like coming probably soon.
They know the date. That game's very, very meta.
It can't be that hard to port that over to the Switch, to be honest. Not at all.
But like,
I mean, it's basically Earthbound.
What I wouldn't give to hear Bone Trousel as a final Smash, I would absolutely die. I would die. I'd love it.
I have no idea what she said.
would you keep him 8-bit? Well, obviously, right?
I feel like I would personally, yeah.
Would you keep them 8-bit or would you make them more Game & Watchy where they're flat, but like, you know, like almost like Paper Mario.
Like a quartered.
I kind of like, okay, if you say like Paper Mario, I kind of think that would be a cool style. Because I've seen 3D renderings of Sans and Papyrus, who are the two main skeletons.
Yeah.
I don't like how they look in 3D, at all. So I think either a Paper Mario-esque sort of look to it, or, just keep them 8-bit. Okay. That, I think, would be the best way to port them into a Switch game, or a Smash game.
All right.
On Switch.
Yeah, on Switch.
And finally,
my third one.
Drum roll.
I want a better Animal Crossing character.
But we have Villager.
Yes, and I actually kind of like Villager's moveset.
He will steal your soul.
Right. Yes. To me personally, Animal Crossing is very near and dear to me. And I know that I'm not the only one that feels like that. But I want someone other than just a villager. I want Isabel, or I want Mabel or Sable, or I want
Tom Nook.
And all of his
moves are
all money based.
Stealing your money.
To death.
Yeah.
Beating you to death with the bell bags.
B is telling you don't have enough bells.
Yes. You have to work for me to pay off your home loan.
He's like shooting bells at you.
Yes. His final smash is dropping a house on you. He'd
never waste bells by throwing them at you.
No, you have to pay him back.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Whatever bells you collect, you have to pay him back. That's how he's doing damage to you.
They can expand the Animal Crossing repertoire for sure.
Yeah, like I said,
I like the villager's moveset now. I like the bee. I like being able to throw the beehive. I like the little gyroid rocket. Those are really cool. But I feel like if you brought someone in who has a more recognizable face, Isabel or Tom Nook or like Lottie or her brother, who I can't remember the name of, like those would draw in a lot more people, I feel.
Okay.
I think that about sums it up.
There is one more thing I like to mention because I've mentioned a few times to these guys and I keep forgetting to bring it up. Amiibo.
Yeah.
There is a thing with Amiibo that needs to be done now that they've added Inklings into the game.
Okay.
I'm talking about taking your Amiibo of your Inkling characters.
Right.
Saving your clothing from Splatoon or Splatoon 2 onto your Amiibo.
Right.
Transferring that to your Inkling in Smash.
Oh, from a source game, you take it over and transfer
it. It would be so difficult the game to have every bit of clothing.
Yeah.
But how cool would it be?
That'd be really neat.
It just takes it from your Amiibo.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the thing is they have to render all the different clothing and all the different styles.
And they have to be able to work out that middle system of the Amiibo itself.
And I'm not even sure the Inklings are going to work with their ink attacks. Is it going to cover the stage? Is it going to coat people in ink?
We'll have to wait.
We'll have to wait and find out.
That'll be really interesting.
I'm sure there'll be specialized. But I have one of my final last thoughts. Would it be too much? Would it kill them to make your characters... Could you be able to redirect midair the direction you're facing?
Oh, yeah. That'd be nice. Yeah.
That's all I ask. Yeah. If I can get one thing out of five Mash...
I mean,
Smash 5-5.
Stop.
You can change the S to a 5, I'm telling you.
It's just, no one's going to do
what's
that.
I'm sure, well, then hashtag it now, because it starts here. I'm serious. I hate falling and not being able to.
We all remember Fan 4 Stick, and it was terrible, so shut up.
Well, they kind of do it for Smash 4. It's like Smash 4, but it's, you know, double play on the wording. 4, 3DS, 4, the Wii U.
Yeah.
So I figured, like, will the 5 be the S in Smash? But yeah, I genuinely want to redirect midair.
Yeah.
I mean, you kind of can do, you can attack in backwards direction.
You could do a backwards A or whatever.
I don't think you can turn around, no.
And you're prone to missing and the timing can be off. It'd just be nice by the time you land, you could just instantly start attacking.
Hey, how about you just get good?
Yeah, I could suck.
Shut up.
But that's all I want. That's all I want. Redirect midair. Yeah. Also, to not maybe be left completely helpless post second jump, even more helpless post third jump, where you're just bleeding and falling to your death.
I get you.
It's meant to add a challenge. You need to think carefully about what you're about to do. But I've never liked that, and I've wondered how they can balance that. But that's all I'm really thinking in terms of balance.
I get you.
Get good.
Get good score.
All right, so I've had my final thought. You had your final thought. MC. Any final thoughts for you?
This was a great first episode.
Yay!
We did awesome.
First episode. Asked us the right questions. Kept us on track.
All right.
Well, to close out once again, I'm Madison, the MC for the evening.
I'm David.
I'm Derek. I guess we don't have subtitles.
We don't, no. We're just the hosts of the Think Between Worlds podcast.
We'd like to hear...
your thoughts on everything we talk about
today. Definitely.
Speaking of subtitles, like I said, do you think the game might have a subtitle? Ooh. Not just Super Smash Brothers, Super Smash Brothers KO, Super Smash Brothers Knockout, because we've had Melee, we've had Brawl.
Yeah.
Is it time for a subtitle again?
I think it's just going to be regular old Super Smash. They're going to just...
A rebranding.
Just rebrand it. Kind of like they did with like those Final Destination movies. They had 1 through 5 or whatever it was. And then it was just Final Destination again.
Same with God of War about to come out for the PlayStation. It's just called God of War.
Yeah, even though it's not
the
original.
It's the fourth one
of
Sakurai. Yes, subtitles, an interesting thought for any listeners out there.
Because
thinking of a cool name for it.
They didn't have a subtitle on the trailer for the Inklings. So
right.
I don't think they're going to have a subtitle for the game. If they do, we'll find out at
E3. Right. Yeah. So, Derek, David, Madison, the MC, keeping us on track here. We have an email set up.
So, we have an email. It's thinkbetweenworlds@gmail.com. Feel free to shoot us any questions there, any questions, comments, concerns. Feel free to rate us on iTunes and do all those things on your whatever podcast app you're currently using. And we also have a Twitter. Feel free to tweet at us. That's at T Between Worlds. That's a letter T with a T sound, like taco.
That is something that the MC is pretty much always logged into. So again, questions, comments, concerns.
Yeah.
Any sort of nicely worded critiquing.
Yeah. If you guys have a positive or a negative comment, We'll be happy to hear it and respond politely because we're not a-holes.
Right. We hope not.
Just again in a couple weeks, our next
going to be talking about
episode
Breath of the Wild.
Yeah,
a little late.
Zelda, a little bit late, but...
But we just love the game so much, and I recently beat it for the first time. So
yeah.
it's on the brain.
Excellent.
Yeah.
We talk about more wishful thinking, what we hope, what it could have been, but there's a lot that's brilliant about it.
If you guys have any suggestions about what you guys want us to talk about in that podcast.
Any worlds you want to go to,
we
can take you to.
Any places you want to talk about, any movies or video games.
Yeah, we don't
send us
just
a message.
Do video games. That's the big thing.
That's right. We also plan on doing movies. In fact, we'll be touching upon something a little later in the year.
You won't be waiting an infinite amount of time.
Yeah, and we won't be warring with anyone.
Yes, it'll be quite the gauntlet.
Yes.
Opinions. And
yes. Someone might have to avenge us for making these bad puns.
Perhaps, right. But yes, thank you for listening to the Think Between Worlds podcast, where one world is just never enough. So many things to talk about, so little time. You're here to hear what we're thinking. We eventually want to hear what you're thinking. Thank you so much once again for listening to this podcast.
Have a good night.
See you later.
The Think Between Worlds podcast was created by David Kennedy Farner and Derek Dillon. It is hosted by David Kennedy Farner and Derek Dillon. It is edited by David Kennedy Farner, and is produced by David Kennedy Farner, Derek Dillon, and Madison Stedden. Music by Kevin McLeod from Incompetech.com, and cover art by Davey Jones. Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you in the next world.